terrible things always happen. The terrible thing that happened to me was the time I got married. I was going to have my wife's face lift, but I don't have no jack. I remember one day I stole her only brazier and left her flat. So we went down to the marriage bureau for the license, and they asked, did her pals consent? I said, who the hell you think that out there with that shotgun? Daniel Boone? Night of the wedding, she come down the aisle carrying four roses. She carried it well, too. So after the wedding, it was kind of messy, because they start throwing rice, and the rice had already been cooked. So we left the crowd and went up in a room to put our things together, because we was going on our honeymoon. She wanted to go to Miami on the honeymoon. I wanted to go to Selma, Alabama. So we went to Selma, Alabama on our honeymoon. She went out and got a sign put up over her bed. It read, Lord, I need thee every hour. I went out and got a sign put up over my bed. It read, Lord, give me strength. First, fourth, fifth day passed. Then came the pause that refreshes. She says, I'm like a load of fireworks. I'm no good after the fourth. Then trouble started. I never will forget. One day we went to the ball game, and I got arrested that day because I threw a bottle at the umpire. The only thing was wrong, there was a baby at the end of the milk bottle. 9 years passed. We had 10 young ones. We doubled up 1 year, thought we'd take a year off. So she said, so what? Adam and Eve was made to order. They had trouble. One day, Adam said to Eve, Eve, damn it, you done put my pants in the salad dressing again. What did Adam and Eve do in the garden? Eve wore a fig leaf, and Adam wore a damn hole in it. This is the Royal Palm. Train My Woman left me on. It run from Miami to Cincinnati. Hobos don't mess with this train. They just stand by the track with the hats in the hand. My baby was leaving on this train. Daddy, oh, I hate to leave my happy home. Oh, you've done me wrong. She run down to the depot. I was running behind her, pleading and begging, 'cause I didn't want her to leave me, damn it, them 10 younger. She was going off, leaving all the young'uns with me. Even leaving that little suckling baby. She looked back and asked me what time was train time. I said, I don't know. I've never been on no train. All I ever been on is you. That's why we got all these 10 young'uns here. Been better off if I hadn't been on the damn train. So she asked the Pullman porter. He told her to lay her head down on the rail. If she hit a rail popping, she know the train is coming. She laid her head down on the rail. I was hoping the train come along and cut her doggone head off. She jumped up, said, I think her head's coming. I said, that ain't no Royal Palm. That's a load of freight, load of mullet fish. Can't you smell it? She said, well, what time do the Royal Palm come? And how do you know when it's coming? Tell by the way it sounds. boy from about East Point, Georgia. I could hear the engineer breaking down on them outbreaks. Atlanta Depot. My baby jumped on and stuck her head out the window. I'm going up north. If you don't change, I won't be back at all. Bye bye, bye bye bye. Baby going up north.
Uh-oh, she woke up.
But Davy, I was just out with the boys. But baby... just watching the fights on television. But baby... but it can't be 3 o'clock in the morning. The clock must be fast. Now, baby, you put that clock down. Of course I got paid today. Look at here. I got a roll that would choke a mouse. I know you've been working your fingers to the bone. You got the boniest fingers I ever seen. Remember, you promised we'd always be smiling through. Now you're smiling, and I'm through. But baby, you believe me, don't you? Don't answer that. But baby, but but baby. But, baby, you know I love you. Now, give me a little kiss.
That's better. Yeah, good night, baby.
Our little dog is 6 years old and he's smart as any damn kid. But when you mention the V-E-T, he damn near flips his lid. Words like S-H-O-T shot or W-O-R-M worm. These are words that make him S-Q-U-I-R-M squirm. His Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E starts today. 'Cause he bit the V-E-T and then he ran away. It caused me and my wife to have a big fight and then both of them bit me. And that's why I am gonna get a D-I-V-O-R-C-E. She shouted, "Get him, Rover!" And he jumped over and bit my L-E-G. She sank her teeth in my B-U-M and called me a... Well, I'm telling you, that was my cue to get O-F-F-ski. And I'm going down to the town tonight to get a new B-I-R-D. Oh yes, the Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E starts today. Both my wife and my wee scabby dog will soon be hauled away. That's why I spell out all of these words, so as my dog can't hear. Oh, I must admit, that dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer. Oh yes, I must admit, my dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer.
Say there, buddy, what's your name?
I name John Henry. What's your name?
My name's McBride.
McBride?
Yeah, old man McBride's boy. Where you live at, John Henry?
I lives down here on Calhoun Street.
That's funny. I live on Calhoun myself. But I ain't never seen you hammering round.
I don't ever remember seeing you before, neither.
What number you lives on Calhoun?
I lives down at number 38 Calhoun.
You must mean 138 John Henry.
No, just plain 38.
Now, that's mighty funny, 'cause I lives at number 38 Calhoun myself. I don't believe that's no apartment house.
No, fact is, there ain't but one family lives there.
John Henry, what's your wife's name?
My wife's name, Bessie.
I know it ain't Bessie May.
That's right, Bessie May.
Got red curly hair.
Yeah, and snaggle tooth.
You know my wife's name, Bessie May, and she look just like that?
You know something sound kind of funny?
John Henry, I believe me and you is close kin.
Does kind of look that way.
You got any chillin'?
Yeah, man, I got 10 head of chillin'.
Boys or girls?
I got half and half. 5 and 5.
I got that same outfit, boy. Me and you makes a pretty good team. John Henry, where you works at?
I works down here at the sawmill.
Not that lumber sawmill.
That's right, the lumber sawmill.
You know I works at that same sawmill. I ain't never seen you hanging round.
I ain't never seen you down there neither.
We must work on different shifts. What time you go to work?
I work from dinner time today till 12 o'clock tomorrow. What time you work?
I work from 12 o'clock tomorrow till dinner time today.
You know, it's a wonder I don't meet you, 'cause it look like you'd be coming on about the time I'm getting off.
John Henry, I believe if we check around here, boy, we closer kin than we realize.
Well, we ain't nothing but husband and law. Well, we ain't nothing but husband-in-law. But we won't ever have a real as long as we work on a different shift. I think I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm quitting my job today.
John Henry, let's me and you hijack one of them airplanes and take a second honeymoon.
Mama don't know. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. The week went by and the summer came down, and soon the best cook in the island he found. He went to his papa to name the day. You can't marry this girl, I have to say no. This girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. He went to his mama and covered his head. His mama, she laughed, she said, go man, go. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family.
Saturday morning, you come without warning. Wake me up from my bed, asking permission to marry my princess. Son, what's wrong with your big head? It's the first time I met you. Why would I let you run off with my baby girl? Get back in your pinto. It's time that you go. The answer's no. You say you want my daughter for the rest of your life. Well, you gotta make more than burgers and fries. Get out your mama's basement, boy, and get you a life. Son, you're 28. Don't you think it's time? Why you gotta call me rude for doing what a dad shouldn't do? Keep her from a fool like you. And if you marry her anyway, marry that girl. I'm gonna punch your face, marry that girl. I'll make you go away, marry that girl at the bottom of a lake. Oh, you may not get this, so let me explain it. 'Cause you need to understand, this is forever. She deserves better. She really needs a grown man. I know what you're thinking, you think you'll still take her. Well, give it your best shot. I may be a Christian, but I'll go to prison. I'm not afraid of doing hard times. Say you want my daughter for the rest of your life. Well, you gotta make more than burgers and fries. Get out your mama's basement, boy, and get you a life. Son, you're 28, don't you think it's time? Why you gotta call me rude for doing what a dad should do? And keep her from a fool like you. And if you marry her anyway, you marry that girl. I'm gonna punch your face, marry that girl. I'll make you go away, marry that girl. At the bottom of the lake, oh, the answer is no. The answer is no. So why don't you go away?
Shots in an album in your mind, and you tell me how I've changed. Perhaps I have. You had your chance to change the world, now it's my time. Please let me explain my point of view.
I went through the same thing when I was your age. Why can't you believe that we want to understand?
No, 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 you're missing the whole point of this.
Popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. Once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index, 'cause he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all they had to admit that he loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother now and then, have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that. Or you may find yourself with a quite complex complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
Dysfunctional family reunion. They played games in the shade by a stream. As usual, players were chosen by levels of self-esteem. They played pin the tail on the problem with blindfolds already in place. But nobody had any boundaries, so they wandered all over the place. A DJ was hired to play records, but they didn't dance very well. A few of them did know the two-step, but more were familiar with 12. At the dysfunctional family reunion, nobody had a good time, but they kept it all hidden, pretended they did. As usual, everything's fine. But they kept it all hid and pretended they did. As usual, everything's fine.
Yeah, he comes over to the house in a three-day beard. He sleeps on the couch, makes the place smell weird. He's on something and it damn sure ain't a job. He scares the kids, stays on the phone. He's got a car somewhere for me to co-sign on. He's been disowned and his wife's run off with Bob. She finally told him he wasn't worth a damn. He tries to blame it all on Vietnam. But he wasn't there, he was 15 and 74. And he's had a bad back and a messy divorce. He's got a workman's comp case tied up in court. And he can't move, and I can sure vouch for that. He's my brother-in-law. He's from Arkansas. Lord, the best man at my wedding and the worst I ever saw. He's living off of me. He's the baby of the family. My wife won't let me shoot him 'cause he's my brother-in-law. Every day he smokes four packs of menthols, makes about eight more long-distance calls, snorts alcohol, and talks like Dusty Rhodes. And he'll go through your wallet with a fine-tooth comb and eat your family out of house and home. He'll cuss out your preacher and stop up your commode. He's your brother-in-law. He's got nothing on the ball. The kind of man who'd rob from Peter and write a bad check to Paul. He's gotten out of hand. Yeah, he ought to be a congressman. He's the kind of fella that I can't stand. And he's my brother-in-law. Oh, yeah, he's the generic brand. And he's my brother-in-law.
I want to play a song for all the guys here.
Like a graphic novel, your life used to be crazy. Mm-hmm. rocking the microphone, all guns a-blazing. You meet a hot chick and she really rocks your scene. Next thing you know, you wake up from the dream and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're at Bed Bath, and before you know it, you're talking coupons. Used to be your life was all testosterone. Oh, 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 oh. You had inked up the pythons, but bad to the bone. Oh, 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 oh. You had planes to catch, you had blood to bleed. Next thing you know, you wake up from the dream and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're picking out window treatments, Bed Bath & Beyond, and scented candles, Bed Bath. And before you know it, you're talking thread count. Skydive, jump, extreme endurance, have to stop cause of insurance. Oh, wow. Death cage match with bears and vipers, get permission from your wife first. Oh, wow, wow. Fast and furious, midnight race announce, minivan, decaf and sunscreen. Oh, wow. Rage metal rap about Psycho Slayer, now you pump the treble on John. You are like a vicious pit bull named Barracuda. Growling with no collar and never to be neutered. Faster than a trainer, can say shake, roll, sit. You're licking at the leash with a cone around your neck and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're picking out potpourri, Bed Bath & Beyond, and bed skirts, Bed Bath. And before you know it, you're holding a purse.
My biological parents had a mathematical dad and mom. Things never seemed to add up, and that hurt me some. There were divisions in the family, as you know, problems multiply. And that's my theorem why I'm a no-accountant kind of guy. Well, my sister-in-law said to my brother Vector, "Honey, you're my hero." She must have been his additive inverse postulate, cause together they equal zero. She said I could never live in a parallel universe, cause I'd have a hard time parking my ride. And that's my theorem why I'm a no-accountant kind of guy. Well, I always had an angle, positive yet obtuse. I was cute from a cute angle, if you ignore my a pot new, so sure I might go off on tangents, baby, you know, from time to time. Cause I didn't always have a point, but I always had a line. In the theory of relativity, one thing is real clear. Big things gonna happen if you get your mass in gear. Cause sometimes you're a quotient, sometimes your denominator's the common kind. And that's my theorem why I'm a no-accountant kind of guy. Well, I always had an angle, positive yet obtuse. I was cute from a cute angle, if you ignore my a pop new, so sure I may go off on tangents, baby, you know, from time to time.
Cause I didn't always have a point, but I always had a line. Yes, I didn't always have a point, but I always had a line. Yes, I didn't always have a point, but I always had a line.
We are now to hear Schubert's quintet, The Trout, played on this record by E. Musici di Niesden.
3, 4. Okay, well, I guess that's the beginning of the show. Okay, so, okay. Good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and today we have yet another journey into some sort of hole that we have trouble getting out of at some point. It's a good thing it's only 90 minutes, then we can just reboot, you know. Anyway, today we got started with something called The Royal Palm from Abner J. It's a train song and a relationship song. Today's relationships and last week was trains, so I think this is a good way to bridge the two, don't you think? We heard from Steve Allen, but baby, we've all been there. D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Billy Connolly himself. We heard from Jim Nesbitt from 1963 or so. That was called Husband-in-Law. Shame and Scandal in the Family was Sean Elliott. We heard from, I'm not sure who, but it was a parody, kind of an answer song from the dad to Rude. Is that the name of the song? I don't know. You, if you know the song, you know it. If not, don't worry. It still fits today. Hey, leave the cat alone. We heard from Ars Nova, album In Your Mind, a dad and his son disagreeing, Oedipus Rex. Tom Lehrer, a mom and his son agreeing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Dysfunctional Family Reunion from R. Bruce. Don't know more than that. Tim Wilson, he's my brother-in-law, explains a few things. Bed Bath & Beyond was Haywood Banks, followed by Haywood Banks and Mathematical Parents. Haywood's got songs for everything, I swear. and then our good friends, the Ramones. We're a happy family, okay? So that brings us up to, we're doing relationships today, and some are good, and some are bad, and, you know, some are important, and some are less important, but I think they all pretty much start the same way, and that's, the goddamn dating scene. I'm so glad I'm out of that now. For now, anyway. That's where we're going next.
Hello, 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 I never seen you here before. I come here all the time, I never seen you here before. But then again, I'm nearly blind, so how can I be sure? Hello, hello, you're all alone. Hello, hello, got no chaperone. Hello, hello, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I like the way you have it there above your head. I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I really like your hair. Do you want to go to bed? Hello, 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 isn't that divine? I knew you were a Capricorn, I knew it all the time. I used to be a Capricorn, but then I changed my mind. Hello, hello, you want to dance? Hello, hello, I can really dance. I bet if you closed your eyes, you would swear you was with Fred Astaire. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a movie in my head. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay. Do you want to go to bed? Have you heard the joke about the fiddler and the bee? It's a very, very funny joke, I'm sure you would agree. And I'll be glad to tell it to you if you'll marry me. Hello, hello, will you marry me? I love you, so will you marry me? Tell me your name and say you'll be my wife for the rest of my life. We'll build a house in the middle of the wood, nobody except me and you. We'll have geese by the gaggle, a horse and a saddle, a brook that'll babble. I'll babble too. Wait a minute, wait, now there's something I forgot. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but there's something I forgot. Suddenly I have some kind of giant mental block. Suddenly I cannot remember. I'm so ashamed, I cannot remember. I swear it's true, I cannot remember my name. I've forgotten my name. I can't understand how it just slipped my mind. I used to use it all the time when I was young. I think it starts with a B or a K or a C. Wait, no, 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 no. It's on the tip of my tongue. Luckily, my name's printed on my underwear. Luckily, my mama sewed it into all my underwear. So I'm just kind of ducking to the men's room over there. I'll be right back. My love, will you wait for me? Kiss me and tell me you'll wait for me. I'll be back as soon as I know who I am. Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then?
I'm asking you, boom, 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 boom.
Please be my girlfriend. I've been waiting for a long, long time. For that moment I could call you mine. Oh, little girl, say yes.
I tell you,
yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend? Please give my heart one little chance. And we can build a sweet romance. I really love you so.
Please let me prove it to you. I love you, man.
And I feel this way until eternity. Please be my girlfriend. I want to be your lover, lover boy. Baby doll, please fill my heart with joy. Please say yes.
I tell you.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
I'll be faithful and true. Please let me prove it to you. I love you madly, and I feel this way until eternity. Please be my girlfriend. I want to be your lover, lover boy. Baby doll, please fill my heart with joy. Say yes.
I tell you.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend? Ooh, girlfriend. Ooh, girlfriend. Ooh, girlfriend. Ooh, girlfriend.
She say, oh, no, they don't.
Gal for me.
Papa, look at you. Papa, look at you.
Well, I took off my hat. I told her my name. I said, honey, someday yours might be the same. And wouldn't you know it, I was too late. She was married with two kids, and her sister was my date. Another blind date. A real professional blind date. I guess I'm never gonna change this fate. I am stuck on another blind date.
Baby about a quarter of eight. I asked my baby if she wanted a date. I said I'd meet her at the corner at nine. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's just fine. I asked my baby what she wanted to do. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's up to you. Ice cream parlor or the picture show. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's too slow. About the Friday night hop. That would be fine if I knew how to bop. Ha 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 ha. Listen here, baby, don't get in such a stew. Friday night, there should be plenty to do.
Last night, eh?
Oh, hello, Mr. Rogers. Could I speak to Ethel, please? Thank you. Is that my darling Ethel? Is that the girl I held in my arms last night, the little angel who filled me with wild delight?
Oh, don't be like that, Ethel. I wasn't all that late. Well, you said be there at 7. I was there by 8:30.
Well, I went home to change my clothes, dear. I thought I'd wear that suit that you always like. You know, the one I scrounged off your brother Mike.
And when at last I met you outside the hippodrome, well, I found that in my haste I'd gone and left my wallet home.
And that is why you had to pay, dear. Well, you always have to pay to get in the flicks. And I'm sorry that it cost you 14 and 6.
Oh, you mean that blue-eyed blonde in red who sat down next to me? Well, I don't know who she was, love. It was far too dark to see.
Oh, I may have played footsie with her and squeezed her hand a bit, but I done it quite subconscious. That's the side you always sit. I didn't want to go out with her. It's just my dear that as she got up to leave, the brooch that she was wearing caught on me sleeve. No, I went down to the kiosk to get you a bite to eat. Well, you said that you was hungry and you fancied something sweet. What, me flirt with the kiosk girl? Oh, don't be so unkind. It's just that she has such a lot of nice things and I couldn't make up my mind. Well, I knew we'd need enough to last with the big film yet to come. And that's why I took so long to get that packet of chewing gum. Well, when I took you back to my place, well, I thought you'd like to meet me old mum and dad, cause you know you often said that you never had. Well, I tried to make you welcome, so I poured you out a gin, and it wasn't till then I realised that mum and dad weren't in. But when I switched the light up, well, I thought you said you wanted to watch TV, and in the dark it's much easier to see. Well, I went and switched the light up, and I sat next to you, my pet. It was only then it occurred to me we never had a set. Well, I was trying to get the matches. They was underneath the cushion on which you sat. Oh, you know I wouldn't do a thing like that. With you. Baby, here, fancy a gig for tomorrow night, I'm past 7, yeah, bring your purse, no, not your brother first, look, I'll see you outside the palais, no, I'll see you inside the palais, have you still got that motorbike?
Magic moments when two hearts are kissed. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. I'll never forget the moment we kissed, the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Wants to wrestle too. Mama, he threw me in the chair. Mama, mama, tell me what to do.
That's nice, don't fight, everything's gonna be alright. That's nice, don't fight, have a piece of fruit.
Mama, mama, he's an awful brute. Mama, mama,
so help yourself to a piece of fruit.
Mama, he's squeezing me to death. Mama, my arms are black and blue. Mama, he's got me out of breath. Mama, mama, tell me what to do.
fight, everything's gonna be alright. That's nice, don't fight, have a piece of fruit. Mama, he's pulling at my hair. Mama, did Pop do that to you? Mama, he's growling in my ear. Mama, Mama, tell me what to do. I know. That's nice, don't fight. Everything's gonna be alright. That's nice, don't fight. Have a piece of fruit. Have a piece of fruit. Have a piece of fruit.
A boyfriend is something that every girl wants, and some girls have more than their share. Girls' fathers don't think they're good enough. Girls' mothers tolerate them and their appetites, and little brothers provoke them. Boyfriends have the uncanny knack of always picking the wrong time to do and say things. He'll bring a new friend of his over to meet you when your hair is up in curlers while you're scrubbing the front porch. He'll mention the new dress you bought on the sly with the help of your mother, right in front of your father, who wasn't in on the secret nor the price. And speaking of money, a boyfriend has more ways to spend money and less money to spend than anyone else you know. Boyfriends and cars just seem to go together. His car is a 1950 model with a souped-up engine and dual exhaust. Hanging from the rearview mirror is your scarf and a large pair of dice. It's not the newest car on the road, but he's driving it and, well, it's sharp. Of course, he's always got the radio tuned to the most popular radio station in town where you can hear your favorite disc jockey saying... Ah, that's really living. The latest records, your boyfriend, and his very own car, with only 13 more payments left. Boyfriends are not much for dancing to rock and roll tunes, although they do like to dance to the slow and dreamy numbers, providing the lights in the hall are turned down low. It's during these dances that he sings the words to the song, slightly off-key, right in your ear. And this is where your lipstick sneers his collar. A boyfriend will try to pretend that he doesn't care much for other girls, but you catch him looking at them, and somehow you don't really mind. Because you remember what he whispered to you last night when he said goodnight. A boyfriend likes bowling, sports cars, drive-in movies, all kinds of food, your mom, sometimes your dad, auto supply stores, swimming, weekend jobs, and, of course, you. He doesn't like your old boyfriend getting up in the morning or going to bed at night, salads, mowing the grass, cleaning the family car, or getting conventional haircuts. A boyfriend is truly a miraculous creature. You may never marry him. He may move away. You'll never see him again. But you'll always remember him as your first real teenage boyfriend. Girls, if he's with you right now, why not lean over and kiss him and thank him for being your boyfriend?
Imagine it. other boys have girlfriends who are perfect as can be. But when it comes to you, my dear, there's a few little things that are puzzling me.
With your beat up nose and your 13 toes, nature handed you a dirty deal. And all of my friends wanna know, are you for real? When you speak of love, you're no turtle dove. You remind me of a well-trained seal. Are you for real? I know that your eyes are a shocking surprise, although they're as blue as the sea. One blue this way and one blue that way. Please get them together for me. And about your face, boy, it's right in place with a name like Bambi Glockenspiel. The St. Louis Zoo wants to know, are you for real? You eat the fish, then you eat the dish when I take you out to have a meal. Are you for real? When you squeeze me tight, it's with all your might, and I think your arms are made of steel.
I am not fully convinced that you are a genuine reality.
Oh, we went to the wrestling matches one night, and I was as proud as could be. The champion was great, a real heavyweight, but you took him 2 out of 3. Holy gee, oh, you're not as large as a floating barge, but your cargo settled in your keel. You always say yes when I ask, are you for real? That's impossible. I laugh. I shriek. Ah! I squeal. You cannot be for real.
You knock back the schnapps, you talk back to cops, you walk in the room, a conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag, one glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I buy 3 or 4, you mooch plenty more, the check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I don't wanna watch you fall on your face. Disgusted with your attitude. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You grumble, you groan, you mumble, you moan, you call Honolulu on my telephone. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I hear people say you won't go away, you drop by for breakfast and you stay all day. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. That's right, try not to get uptight, 'cause I can't take you nowhere. 'Cause I don't know a place where you can show your face. And anyway, I'd just like to say, so sad to see you, must be on your way. So have a real nice day, but I can't take you nowhere. 'Cause I don't know a place where you can show your face. And anyway, I'd still like to say, so sad to see you, must be on your way. What a pity to say, so long.
Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. well to like you anymore. I know you too well to like you anymore.
There's a nightmare where my dream girl was,
but as charming as a bore.
And I know you too well, I don't like you anymore.
Grinning, we didn't even know we were smiling for.
We can hold hands and then break dance or rap like Dr. Dre.
And side by side, we drink all night, testing all our friends with our PDA.
You felt so good deep in my heart, and that's for sure.
But now I feel sick when I'm around you.
It hurts my head to think of how I know you too well to like you anymore. I know you too well to like you anymore.
I'm stuck with someone I can't stand.
I can't stand you even more.
And I know you too well.
I don't like you anymore.
I hate the way you always say you could find somebody else.
And you've got me on such a tight leash that I'm starting to strangle myself.
You criticize, I know that I'll never be what you want me to be.
When you used to be such a sufferer's all right, but now looking at you is like a knife in me.
Your heart is filled with daggers,
the kiss is like razor blades.
You'd rather choke that champagne bottle,
I'll toss you a hand grenade.
I know you too well to like you anymore. I know you too well to like you anymore.
You're mean and you're unfriendly,
well you're an attention whore.
And I know you too well,
I don't like you, but I love you. Please stay. No one makes me more miserable, so please don't go away, 'cause I need you always.
I'll never be able to forget you.
I wish that I had never met you. Yeah, yeah.
Back ready to attack. Your lips curled over your vampire face.
To say be careful what you wish for, death might come your way.
Well, I dreamed about you, baby, but now I'm dreaming of my escape.
I knew you were a bad idea, but I had to have you anyway.
Now of all my worst mistakes, this one is here to stay.
You're a son of a bitch, you know that?
Sick. You've got no tips.
Well, you're a needle dick.
I'm so sick of your shit. Well, you're a hag
and you're a drag.
You drive me fucking mad. Well, I wish you'd go to hell, but I love you. Oh, well.
Cause I don't think it's a virtue, but you and I have come to our end. Believe me when I tell you that I never wanna see you again. And please can you stop calling, cause it's getting really boring, and I've told you I don't wanna be friends. Believe me when I tell you that I never wanna see you again. We'll be right back. considered using when I call you up straight out of the blue. But I don't understand what else a girl in my position's to do. Now I know you feel betrayed, but it's been weeks since I got laid. This doesn't mean that I don't think you're a fool. But I don't understand what else a girl in my position's to do. Cause I know that you still love me, and this isn't any kind of excuse. But I don't love you.
Okay, made it through pretty good. Okay, so let's see, we were talking about relationships this week, right? Is that the deal? Yeah, okay. The dating scene. How many of us have been there? Hello, hello, hello from Andy Breckman. Yes, it seems like only yesterday. Nikki and the Corvettes, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend. My girlfriend was the Cadillacs. Boom Dooby Doom. The Diamonds, who seem under some sort of demonic control there. Jerry Corman on the ABC Paramount label. That was Blind Date Fate. Crazy Date was the Crazy Teens. You guys want to keep it down a little bit with the drums? Thank you. We got a whiff of Benny Hill there for a bit from 1963. That was called Bomba 3688. Okay. I don't care what you say. I think Benny Hill is funny as hell. Okay. Perry Como, Magic Moments. Bringing you down to earth, of course. That's Nice, Donna Fight from Rosemary Clooney, along with Melina Dietrich. What's the date on it? Do I have a date on that? That was probably in the 40s, right? Don't have it. Don't worry. Let's see. Tom Edwards, continuing his series of What Is This and What Is That? What Is a Boyfriend? From 1957. The Rubinoos from 1979. I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Okay. And Jerry Lewis. Mr. Jerry Lewis, Are You For Real? Followed by Dave Frischberg, Can't Take You Anywhere. I'm sorry, Can't Take You Nowhere. Nowhere. Not even anywhere. I Know You Too Well To Like You Anymore was Big, Real Big Fish. Followed by Lily Allen, Never Gonna Happen. It's Not Me, It's You. Yeah, we've heard that too, right? All right, so, not all relationships work out for the best. Some of them just crumble into dust. We've all had those too. Coming up a couple of things there. But meanwhile, I'll see you next week in a much happier frame of mind. You too, okay?
Hey, can't be getting unlisted phone calls. I've had enough of these fellas trying to beat my time. And baby, it's making me mad, cause you're mine, mine, all mine. Well, if you leave you alone, I'll be a likable gent. But you're my private property and you ain't for rent. So I think it wise you lay the fellas a hint to either leave you alone or get the back home bent. Cause I've had enough of these fellas trying to beat my time. Tell them cats to scat, oh honey, baby, you're mine, all mine. I've had enough, had enough, had enough, and I might get rough. Yeah, had enough, had enough, had enough, and I might get rough. I ain't making no bluff when I tell you I've had enough. Yeah, cat, get it. Woo!
Like I said, take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me. Get ahead. Remember, darling, don't smoke in Don't smoke in bed.